Alright, welcome back everyone to the Dirt Hut Unscripted Updates. Now, before I begin, let me just say that unfortunately, just like last week, I've been falling behind schedule when it comes to writing the script for this week's Dirt Hut episode because I've just been too busy. But another thing I want to mention is that next week would be next Sunday would be May 2, which would mean that it would already fall on my May break. So this episode plus the next Dirt Hut episode will be the last episodes you will hear from me for the next month, and I'll be returning in June. Hopefully I'll be able to sort out all of my other commitments and responsibilities so that I'll be able to make more quality episodes and have less delays. So, anyway, the episode, the Dirt Hut episode, will be published a little bit late, I'm expecting maybe like an hour or so late, but I'm not too sure. Anyway, without further ado, let's move on to the actual snapshot right now, which is actually kind of short. So the first thing that I have to announce is that, Minecraft split the 1.17 update into two updates, one coming in summer and one coming in holiday season. Now when it comes to summer one, it will be 1.17, but the winter, or rather the holiday update, will not be like 1.17 part 2 or something. It has been officially announced that it will be named 1.18. So, yeah, I'm expecting to see some very big changes in both 1.17 and 1.18, both coming this year. Now, for the rest of the snapshot, let me talk about these new features. Azalea and Flowering Azalea can now be bone mealed to get an azalea tree. And there are new changes to dripstone growth. So if a stalactite is hanging from a dripstone block with a water source above it, it will slowly grow both the stalactite from above and a stalagmite from below. Its growth speed is random, but it's very slow. A single growth step can actually take several Minecraft days, and a stalactite will only grow up to 7 blocks long, and it will only cause stalagmite growth if the floor or stalagmite below is within 10 blocks. If the stalactite tip is inside water, it will not drip and it will not trigger any growth because of that. If the stalagmite tip is inside water, it would not receive any drops and therefore it would not be grown by a dripping stalactite. And there's the same thing if there is a fluid in between the two tips. And lastly, a stalagmite or stalactite will never grow into a fluid. So this is a pretty interesting change. So now dripstones can grow. Pretty interesting. Not sure if it's too accurate to real life, though I have not done my research just yet. The change on azalea trees is, it's respectable because, well, all trees can grow with bone meal, so they just added in azalea trees. What I am wondering, though, is, will azalea trees be a new wood, or will it just be an oak tree? Because by the picture, definitely looks like oak logs. Now there is a new change to the textures of raw ore and raw ore blocks. So let me just say that I really don't like the new texture of the raw iron block. It looks like beans, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but it looks like looks like feces of some sort. It really does. It's so weird. I don't understand why they made it like that. Raw copper, I quite like the change to the ore, and the block wasn't changed that much. Raw gold, I don't see much of a change to the ore. The block, though, I really do like it. And I think the ore item, they made it more rounded and shiny, in my opinion. That's what it looks like for the gold. And yeah, I like the gold the most when it comes to the block. Looks very nice. The raw iron item, they just changed the shape, but it still resembles the old texture. Same, like pretty much same with all of them. It's like an ingot looking thing with a blob in front of it. That's what all of them look like. So yeah. And now, let's talk about the Caves and Cliffs preview data pack. So they added changes to the data pack, and this data pack, again, that is accessible via the Minecraft website, and that will allow you to get all the new generation and stuff. And now, there are changes to aquifers. So aquifers, which are below Y level 0, will sometimes be lava instead of water. So now that is very, very interesting and very, very scary, because if you're digging, then you suddenly come and you suddenly fall in a lava aquifer. That's gonna be pretty scary. You know what I mean? And I don't know, it reminds me of the Nether a lot. Like this picture that they provided. It looks like the Nether, except instead of netherrack or whatever block you want to use for your nether floor, it's deep slate and tough. So yeah, very interesting. Very, very interesting change. And I like the change. It discourages players from going to the deep dark caves before getting new, or rather better gear, because you have to survive that lava stuff. There's another change to ore veins, and now ore veins are large, rare, snake-like underground ore formations. And there are two changes with copper and iron veins. Copper veins form above height level 0, and they are mixed a little bit with granite. And on the other hand, iron veins form below Y level 0, and they are mixed with tuff. Are very interesting. I think it's a good change because ore veins always very, very nice. Yes, indeed. Now, technical changes. All of the I state this time and time again. I don't really understand these technical changes, but developers of worlds and coders and server makers and things, they should know this. So for those of you who do know this, I'll talk about it now. Users who previously permanently declined server resource packs will now be shown the pack prompt if the pack is mandatory instead of being immediately disconnected. The statistic for playtime has been renamed to play underscore time. There is now a statistic for time with world open, which is total underscore world underscore time, that also includes the time when the game was paused. Those are the three technical changes. Now let me enumerate the fixed bugs, which are quite a lot. MC29522, stat.play1minute adds a value of 1 every tick. MC55775, statistics screen, sometimes show. Wait, sorry. Let me restate that because I have to say the opposite because that's what they fixed. Okay. MC Dash. Let me do this again, okay? I'm sorry, I'm very tired. MC Dash 29522. Now, stat dot play 1 minute no longer adds a value of one every tick. MC Dash 55775. The statistics screen always shows up-to-date information now. MC Dash 111534. The firework rocket use statistic now counts rockets used for elytra boosting. MC Dash 117653. This recipes and advancements are now granted while GUIs are open. MC Dash 136560. Now Minecraft.used colon Minecraft.elytra now functions. MC Dash 136681. The debug stick use statistic no longer increases when you are not allowed to use it. MC Dash 157116. Food that is plantable no longer counts towards using when right-clicked on the ground. MC Dash 190128. Using a flint and steel to ignite TNT is now properly tracked by in-game stats. MC Dash 203637. Mobs don't avoid lava cauldrons when pathfinding despite setting themselves on fire before, but now they do avoid lava cauldrons. MC Dash 205236. The frozen state now goes away after respawning when on a server. MC Dash 208598. Baby axolotls take no longer take damage when touching a solid block from below, and their eye height is now inside of their hitbox. MC Dash 212113. Glow lichen no longer spawns underwater whilst not in a cave. MC Dash 212863. Glow lichen now uses a different color than vines when on maps. MC Dash 213927. Using bone meal on a sapling that is on a moss block consumes bone meal and grows into a tree properly now. MC Dash 213998. Root underscore vines underscore head is no longer unused in game files. No, I'm not sure what that means. MC Dash 214129. Several dirt blocks are now properly part of the hashtag Minecraft colon lush underscore plants underscore replaceable tag. MC Dash 214293. Mobs can no longer spawn on top of azaleas. MC Dash 215270. Moss requires air above a replaceable block to spread, that was before. Now, not anymore. MC Dash 216787. Cobwebs in mine shafts no longer generate as if supported by chains. MC Dash 217411. Anvils no longer get damaged when only falling one block. MC Dash 218590. The error message for commands.give.fail.too-many-items is now able to properly translate the item name. MC Dash 218592. Azalea trees no longer generate inside of lakes, even when completely submerged in water. MC Dash 218614. Inconsistency. There was an inconsistency which was fixed, and now infested deep slate can be properly placed along axis. Not sure what that means. MC Dash 218637. Now, infested deep slate can rotate randomly like normal deep slate. MC Dash 219155. The cast fishing line is now properly connected to the rod. MC Dash 219211. Two mysterious white pixels can no longer be seen in the upper left corner of the recipe book icon. MC Dash 219851. applying bone meal to a waterlogged big drip leaf stem no longer creates more waterlogged big drip leaf stems. MC-219903. Silverfish infesting deep slate no longer cause it to rotate. MC-220024. Shader compilation slows, rather no longer slows or fails, the more asterisks are in a multi-line comment. MC-220307. True type font glyphs now properly render. MC-220641. Loyalty tridents no longer disappear when your inventory is full. MC-220887. Shader no longer includes fail to compile correctly when missing new line at end of file. MC-221560. Copper or coal ore in deep slate patches are now properly, are now their proper forms, which are deep slate ores. MC-221628. Entities are now able to stop glowing after losing the glowing effect. MC-221652, the teleport command to player now properly works as in the previous versions. MC-221655, glow squids and axolotls no longer spawn in ocean monuments. MC-222004, grass block is now properly a part of the hashtag dirt block tag. MC-222517, a large amount of slime or honey blocks no longer crash the game. MC-222684, now you can properly grow azalea trees by bone mealing azalea plants. MC-222778, minecraft.use:minecraft.candle now properly increases when placing a candle on a cake. MC-223260, emerald ore no longer generates as intended. MC-223553, minecraft.used:minecraft.glow_ink_sack now properly increases when applying a glow ink sack to a sign. MC-223554, minecraft.used:minecraft.ink_sack now properly increases when applying an ink sack to a sign. MC-223555, minecraft.use:minecraft.allcapscolor_lowercase_die now properly increases when applying die to a sign. MC-223557, minecraft.used:minecraft.bucket now properly increases when taking powder snow, lava, or water from a cauldron using a bucket. MC-223558, minecraft.used:minecraft.glass_bottle now properly increases when taking water from a cauldron using a glass bottle. We're down to the last five. MC-223563, minecraft.used:minecraft.glass_bottle now properly increases when collecting honey from a beehive or bee nest. MC-223638, minecraft.used:minecraft.cheers now properly increasing when carving a pumpkin. Last three. MC-223639, minecraft.used:minecraft.cheers now properly increases when collecting honeycombs from a beehive or bee nest. Minecraft-223756, minecraft.used:powder_snow_bucket doesn't increase when now properly increases when filling a cauldron with a powder snow bucket. And for the last one, MC-223757, where now minecraft.used:minecraft.lava_bucket properly increases when filling a cauldron with a lava bucket. That was a lot of bug fixes. Oh my goodness. Okay. So, Yeah. That's all. Once again, apologies in advance for the delay of the episode of the Dirt Hut, but expect to see it on the same day when this episode comes out, which is tomorrow, Sunday, at 12 noon GMT plus 8 or 4 a.m. GMT. So, that should be about it. Now let me check my inbox. No emails so far, unfortunately. But you could still send me your emails if you want to. It's the Dirt Hut Podcast at gmail.com. Next, let's see. What else is in here? Oh yeah. Thank you very much to X, I'm Not Normal X on Patreon for being a consistent $5 patron. I'm not getting much engagement from you. I'm not sure why. Like, yeah, no likes on my Patreon posts, no comments. Wonder why. Just curious. Anyway, that's fine. Thank you very much though for donating. Once again, on Patreon, I publish all of my episode scripts and patrons have early access plus exclusive access to a series of articles that I like to make. So, yeah, that should be it. Thank you very, very much for watching, rather listening. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next. Man, I really don't know why it just cut off like that, the recording, but I'm just gonna redo that farewell. Thank you oh so very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.